You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the 8th episode of Season 2 of Warriors Off Court, the San Francisco Chronicles NBA podcast. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau, and today I'm joined by assistant coach Bruce Frazier, who discussed Stephen Curry's return, the comparisons between Curry and Trae Young, how the team has handled all the off-court distractions this season, and much, much more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bruce Frazier, known simply to the team as Q because of his penchant for asking questions, is the Warriors' assistant best known for working closely with Curry. I started off by asking him what he thinks about young players coming up in the NBA emulating Curry.
Actually, there's probably two different parts in that, but I think anytime someone's compared to Steph, it's probably a good thing for the guy that's being compared to him, but a little unfair, you know, because Steph is so... there's so much to him that people don't even see. So Trae Young, I mean, I think the one of the reasons is he's a smaller guard and he shoots it well and he shoots from range. And his range can be really good. So I think that's probably where the comparison really lies. But I was going to start talking about all the stuff Steph does, but that's a long conversation. But Steph's so good off the dribble. And he does so many things that it's probably an unfair comparison, but Trae Young has a chance to be really good. And I think not only has Steph changed, you know, the game with some of the younger kids and the way they want to play like him, and he's changed the NBA game. We've seen a lot more threes, but maybe the Warriors have in general. Maybe it's not just Steph. It may sound arrogant to say the Warriors have, but just the three-point shooting and the spacing and even the range with guys in the NBA now shooting at, you know, different positions, big shooting it. So I think it's actually pretty cool, because there was a time when, you know, they said the lost art of the game was the shooting, and it was all in Europe.
Yeah.
And the NBA was losing that. And you can see now that they're not losing it. I mean, it's actually coming back and more prevalent than ever. So it's fun to see a guy like Trae Young, you know, have that kind of success. And he's still got a ways to go, but he's young. So I'm hoping he turns out to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how he goes. But it's his first year, and that's always tough.
I just try not to break your head.
I thought Steve made a good point. We were talking about this earlier, and Steve said, you know, with every major guy in the league, you know, the comparison is always drawn. You know, when MJ was in his prime, everyone was like, who's going to be the next MJ? And then when now LeBron, who's going to be the next LeBron? And the point Steve made was, there's never really going to be another MJ, and there's never really going to be another LeBron, and there's never really going to be another Steph Curry, because what they do is so transcendent and so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And that's why Steve's a much better interview than I am, because he's articulate and can come up with those things pretty quickly. But in my roundabout way, yeah, it's dead on. Those kind of guys, there's only one of them.
Yeah, and is it just because, like you kind of touched upon, Steph's such a crazy package? Because a lot of people look at Steph and they just talk about the range, you know, the fact that he hits the 30-foot jumpers and the tunnel shot and all that. But he's also one of the best ball handlers in the league. He's one of the best passers in the league. He's got some of the best court vision in the league. Plays with the most joy of anyone in the league. Like, yeah, the list kind of goes on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. His spirit, the way he... His leadership team embodies. I mean, honestly, like, his hand-eye coordination, he may have the best hand-eye coordination of anyone in the world. And I'm not in any sport.
Yeah.
He's gifted, you know, genetically with that, and then he's put the time into his craft. And then the spirit he has as a human being and what he does, you know, the ability to put the ball on the floor, and then he can move you all over the place as a defender. Like, he's real shifty, torquey, and then if he gets any space, he's a sniper. So, you know, guys that come along with those kind of gifts and that kind of talent, and the time they spend putting the, you know, working on it, it's really hard to say, oh, there's going to be another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it does is it inspires others, and especially the youth, to be like that. And so at some point, someone else turns out to be amazing in their own way.
Right.
And there's probably some inspiration that lies within some of the names you mentioned.
Right.
I think that's the most important or the coolest part about it.
Like, for Steph, it was probably Steve Nash, right, in a lot of ways.
Nash was in there, and I think Jason Kidd, and he grew up around a lot of... It'd be a better question for him, because I'm sort of speaking for him, and I haven't had that discussion with him. I think he's talked about it before, but I can't remember some of the people.
Yeah.
But he's had inspirations, so... And they helped evolve his game. Mm-hmm. So, and his dad would probably be at the top of that list too, because he's an unbelievable shooter. So.
Right.
Yeah. You know, anytime guys can inspire others, games evolve. Yeah. Similar with what I do with coaching. Like, the coaches I work under, the coaches I've been around, and what I see, that they help you form your beliefs and things that you would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Same
it's
thing
true in any field. Yeah. Like, I read other writers all the time and get inspiration from them.
Yeah.
Has it felt like you guys have packed a lot into what's a little over a quarter of the way through the season?
I would say that there, a lot more has happened than you'd expect at this point. But the biggest thing of all has been the injuries to me. And that's fairly common in our league, that guys get hurt, but lose two of all our all-stars at the same time. Been challenging, knowing that we had our young guys that we were hoping to develop over time. I think they had to jump into the fire, you know, even more, and that was challenging just from a playing standpoint. But we're back to business as usual. It didn't, you know, some of the hiccups we've had haven't taken away our spirit or our belief or any of the things that really are important.
Yeah.
And so this is still super early in the season.
Yeah.
It's not typical Warrior, you know, stuff, like, as far as how we are as in some of the losses, but no one's worried, and we'll get back up to speed pretty quickly and start playing well again. And so it's, you know, there's some frustration that comes with losses just because we're not used to it.
Yeah.
And we won't get used to it, but we'll be fine.
How do you feel like the team has handled everything around the KD situation? Obviously, a lot's been written about how Draymond feels about how KD's handled it and what have you. How do you feel like everyone's handled just the media attention around that?
I think it's been fine. I personally, not to take the out, haven't read too much.
Yeah.
And as far as how I feel with the guys internally, everyone's fine. So it was a bit of a hiccup. It's been documented what happened, and so it's not stuff that you want, but Katie's in a great place. The team's in a great place. You've seen how Kevin's been playing. So I think it's really right now more about getting our guys healthy.
Yeah.
Getting our, like I talked about earlier, some of the playing back and getting us back in sync.
You know, the interesting thing about that time off, that the time that Steph took off, for me was it just underscored how important Steph is to this team. Because even though KD played really well and you guys won a few games toward the end of that time that Steph was out, You look at the advanced analytics and that sort of thing, and you guys just weren't the same team. I mean, your offense completely changes when Steph's not out there. A lot more ISO situations, not as much movement. That's just what you have to do. But in every major statistical category, you guys were down significantly. In your mind, is that just kind of the Steph effect?
Well,
or is it something else?
No, I think it's a combination. Draymond's super important to us too,
right?
And he's a playmaker and an unbelievable defender, and he's an emotional leader. So I wouldn't limit what's happening. Steph, there's a Steph factor, but if you took Kevin off the floor, there's a factor with him too. Like every those guys all matter.
Yeah.
Steph plays in a frenetic way that adds an electric feel to what we do and gives us another, big time score. So any guy you would take out of that of our mix hurts us.
Right.
Steph's loss, Draymond's, missing those two guys has been significant.
The numbers, though, when you look at them, they're crazy. Like, I looked it up right before he came back, and the numbers this season with you guys with Steph in the lineup, you have a plus 14.3 net rating, and without him, you have a minus 0.3, which I don't know if there's a player in the league where there's that drastic of a difference.
He's really good.
I think sometimes too much can be made of that analytics stuff, but it's just when I saw it was just kind of like a sobering number.
I don't look at those numbers, not because I don't believe in them, but I know that when Steph's on the floor, we're better. When he's not, we're not as good. And I would say the same thing about some of the others. I'm not trying to be generic, but I just think they all play roles and parts in what we do, and Steph's impact is significant.
Yeah,
and no doubt, and the numbers are saying that. But they all their impact and what they do is important for us.
Yeah.
And so, we missed him, and it'll be good to have him back.
Yeah. On a different note, I'm not sure if the average NBA fan knows this, but you're obviously very close personal friends with Steve. Played in college with him. I think you helped introduce him to his wife, right?
Yeah.
What's this journey been like for you as just being able to come to work every day with someone who's a close personal friend, and especially being there for your friend when he's gone through tough times, physically, the past couple of years?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had a really, really strong friendship ever since we were teammates in college. So the interesting thing is we both wanted to be coaches. So we always talked about working together, but we were thinking more college at that time.
Yeah.
So I think it's, we're both sort of, without overusing the term, living our dreams a little bit, as far as like this is the lane that I think is best for me and best for him. So it's even better to do it with a good friend. I mean, people will always, I've heard the term, people say you shouldn't ever work with a good friend. But we're almost too good of friends, and he trusts me, I trust him. It's fun to just share thoughts and advice or ideas.
Yeah.
And he's receptive to not only me, but everyone. And that's one of his good qualities, is that no one there's not a hierarchy of whose ideas are better.
Yeah.
Any ideas are great. So I'm just in that. I'm just a trust source, as a friend, sometimes for other things. But without being long-winded about that, I think it's been super, super fun. You never imagine that you'd be on a team now playing for the fourth championship and working with the kind of talent that we have. So not only do I get to work with my best friend, but I get to work with guys like KD and Steph, Draymond, Clay, and go down the list. Those guys probably look back at this at some point. I pinch myself even now just watching Kevin and Steph workouts, and just the whole team is just they're so good. Even just in workouts, like just to see what they can do and Steph's range, ability to shoot off the dribble, and Kevin's versatility, and just they don't miss. I mean, they don't miss shots in workouts. It's crazy. So really, really, I may have one of the best jobs in the NBA.
Yeah,
because I don't have as much pressure on me.
No, you have an awesome, and you get to go out to London sometimes with Steph, and go to China with Steph, and it sounds like a pretty good gig to me.
It's pretty, pretty fun job.
Cool. Well, Bruce, I appreciate you joining the pod, and I hope to catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
I want to thank Bruce for joining us on the podcast this week. Thanks also to King Kaufman for editing this episode, and thank you for listening. Warriors Off Court is part of the San Francisco Chronicle podcast network. Audra Cooper is the editor-in-chief. If you like this show, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to it wherever you get your podcast. And if you've got a minute to give us a quick review, that helps us build our audience so we can keep growing. Follow me on Twitter at @con_cron and email me at claterno@sfchronicle.com. Support Warriors Off Court and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. Find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe.